You're listening to the Shoot for Success Photography Podcast, and on today's episode, we've got Andrew Funderburg of Fundy Designer on with us to talk all things of how you can simplify your design process and how he's on a mission to help photographers make 50K more this year. This one is not one you're going to want to miss. Hi, I'm Sean Brown, and if you had told me years ago that I would be a professional photographer today, I would have said that you were crazy. Since then, I've been able to grow my photography business to six figures per year and haven't looked back. Now, with over 8 years of experience of figuring out what to do and more importantly, what not to do, I help photographers build the thriving photography business that they've always dreamed of so that they can have more time, flexibility, and freedom to do what they truly want to do. And you want to know the best part? I'm showing you how to make that happen for yourself in this audio series. This is Shoot for Success. Hey there, photographers. So excited to have you on listening to this episode of the podcast. We have got a good one in store for you. So I just wrapped an interview with Andrew Funderburg, who is the founder of Fundy Designer. Too many F words in there. And we are going to chat all things of how Fundy Designer is on a mission to help you make 50K more this year. And that is not hyperbole, that is literally actual statistics from individuals who use Fundy Designer in the right way. So if you are struggling with how to actually create a profitable business, this is gonna really help you get on the right way. I absolutely love Fundy Designer. It's something I use in my business. A pivotal core piece of how I am able to run my in-person sales, showcase albums, and ultimately breathe life into the visions that you have for your clients, where until you're able to have them see what it is that you are able to create, they're not able to experience it. As creatives, we have that ability. Our clients don't, and Fundy really helps that process. So Andrew, for those of you who don't know him, he used to be a wedding photographer, pivoted into running Fundy Designer and helping photographers through in-person sales and ultimately allowing them to bring photo products to life. And so this is a really great episode. Fantastic for those of you who have Fundy Designer. If you haven't checked out version 11, make sure to do so. And then also for those photographers who are thinking about getting started, how they're making it a little bit easier on you. So without further ado, let's roll the interview with Andrew. Andrew Fundy, whatever you want to be addressed by today, welcome to the podcast. Super excited to have you. And I know this has been a long time coming. I think we did our first podcast interview back in like 2019. So it's been time for a little redo.
The pandemic was probably our fault. We probably caused it.
We probably did. The episode was probably so good that they're like, we got to shut this down. And
yeah,
couldn't keep us from getting another episode out. So welcome. Exactly. So for those of you who don't know Andrew, I'll do probably a little bit of an intro as well. He is the founder of Fundy Designer. So he's responsible for me basically helping me make all my money in my photography business. So it has been an incredible tool: album design, wall art, grad cards, studio magazines, you name it. I'm probably missing some stuff that Fundy does also. But Andrew is awesome. And so we're really excited to have him on here. But give us a little intro, who you are, kind of how you started Fundy, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. How I started Fundy was, like many people, just an accidental entrepreneur. So I have a degree in literature. And then after that, I went and lived in Paris for a while. And then I joined the Peace Corps. And then came back from the Peace Corps and couldn't get a job. So I took a job teaching English in Japan. And then right at the beginning of digital, I started second shooting weddings for a studio in Japan, and then ended up shooting on my own. I think I was the first non-Japanese wedding photographer in Japan and out in the boonies. And it was right at the beginning of digital, and there were just no choice. Like, there were a couple choices for designing albums, but it was basically like old school matted albums, but digital, right? You chose this rigid template, and you dropped your images in, and those were your only choices. So I created some Photoshop scripts and actions that were a little bit more dynamic for designing albums in Photoshop. And then that did okay. Took some of that money, put it in, made a Photoshop panels and plugins, and then in 2014 launched the desktop, and then that's when we really grew as a company, and that's kind of, and then we just kept reiterating. And fundamentally, I saw the problem as a math problem instead of a design problem, because basically we want to put our images on a page with a rectangular box, you know, making all of the edges line up, and then multiple verticals and horizontals just kind of figured out and look pretty, right? So instead of creating a gazillion templates, we're like, hey, this is just a math problem. We're going to solve this with math. We got a patent. And then I, since like I'm kind of lazy, so I like to focus on speed and easiness, but also we're all control freaks. So how can we automate things, but not lose control? Because usually when you automate something, you lose control, right? For example, like the GoPro video editing app is awesome. It does this auto video editing for you, but then you can't really change anything afterwards. So it's like, well, that doesn't really help creative people. So how do we marry automation with full control? And then I also like people to make a lot of money. So,
Yeah, that's a, you know, we are in the photography business. It's not like we're a bunch of hobbyists. We actually need to make a profit at the end of the day. And so I didn't realize you guys got
exactly.
started in 2014. So I think I started using Fundy like 2015. So I was
Well, the
probably,
first version was 2008.
oh,
That
okay.
was
I
the
was like,
first Photoshop action script version. Like it was barely a program.
yeah, I was on like the, it was a desktop program. So you guys had it figured out by the time I
Yeah, so that
came
was
along. So
2014. You
yeah.
came along at the right time. There was
Yeah,
some
no
pain
kidding.
early on.
Rather, I remember like the first couple years of trying to do IPS, it was like, let's just throw some images in Photoshop, make a 30-page album. And I figured out that was took a lot of time and was not very much worth it. So Fundy was a game changer. So for those of you who don't know what Fundy is, what does Fundy do? I know I'm alluded to it a little bit, but what is that software like?
So we took the Swiss Army knife approach to the program, is how can we get as much functionality in as possible? And so basically we are a professional design and sales program, right? So on the design side of things, you can design albums, magazines, wall art collections, cards, collages, you can watermark your images. And then on the sales side of things, well, also on the design side of things, you can upload designs to our online design proofer where clients can approve album designs, wall art designs, card designs, or request changes visually, right? They can click on a photo and be like, you know, I don't like this photo, change it to a different photo or make this black and white or whatever. And then on the sales side of things, you know, you can put in your album pricing and your wall art pricing and your print pricing, and you can do slideshows set to music for your clients. And I believe we're still the only one where you can do slideshows of the designs, not just the images, right? And which I think is really a really powerful sales tool, right? To view that album and wall art design set to music versus just the images. And then, you know, you can create an order sheet, add, you know, as people are saying they want that album, you can add that to the order sheet and add the wallet to the order sheet and you know, have some contractual language in there saying, yeah, I agree to this order, and you know, they can sign off on it. So when they go to print, they you know that they signed off to
Yeah,
have
they're
that
actually going to
album
pay
printed
for it
at is.
at the end of the day before you send
Exactly.
off it to the
Exactly.
lab and all that. Yeah. So you guys are on an awesome mission. And we talked a little bit about this at Imaging USA when you were there doing all the videos and whatnot. And you guys are dedicated to helping photographers make 50K more. Talk a little bit about that mission, where that stems from, and how you got that number too. Because some photographers might be saying, dude, I haven't made 50K in my entire life. And this dude's coming here and saying, hey, we're going to do 50K this year alone just with extra money. Yeah, that you are making on top of what you're
Well,
already doing.
so we polled our Facebook group, right? How much extra money did Fundy Designer make you last year? And 50K was the most quoted number, right? That was the biggest number. We had a number of people, 100K, did 100K in print sales. Jen Lewis was one of them. And then we have some boudoir and portrait photographers and wedding photographers that did over 200K last year at Fundy Designer. So the 50K was just the average that we saw within the group, You know, and there's some people that made a 10K, 20K extra, right? But 50K seemed to be the average number. And it also seemed to be something that was very achievable. You know, even if you're stretching and like this is your first year doing it, something that is logically achievable. Because the other thing we've done is we've polled people of, hey, how much money did you make the very first time you did a sales session with Fundy Designer? And $1,700 to $2,000 was the average.
Yep.
In there, right? So if you think of a wedding photographer, probably on average does 25 weddings a year. And if you can average $2,000 extra, there's your 50K, right? And that $2,000 might be, you know, some wall art in the engagement session, an album upgrade in the wedding, right? Or it might be just the wedding album upgrade. And then for a portrait photographer, you know, if you can do what, 4 sessions a month, and $1,000 extra a session, there's your 50K, roughly.
Yeah.
Right. So we chose that number because A, it was the average. And then also it was a number that once you broke down the individual shoots and how much you had to make, it seems achievable. Even if it does seem to be a stretch, it's like, okay, I can understand that maybe now I'm averaging $800 a sales session. I can say, okay, if I get better at this, I can ramp that number up. And I can hit that goal.
Yeah. When it's all about having the tools that make it possible. So I'll have to talk to Jen. I think I may have beat her on the revenue from Fundy. So we'll hold her on that a little bit.
Yeah. I think she did 120. She said over 100K. So we'll have the throwdown.
Yeah. We'll have a throwdown in another episode, but yeah, I think in 2022, the revenue was about 250 for the portrait side. For mine. Yeah. And so I think at least 200 of that had to have been from Fundy, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. And that was a big year.
I'm going to start taking like equity in people's houses instead of charging for the software.
Yeah. Well, and Fundy lives about 15 minutes away from me when he's not snowbirding down in Vegas. So he's I'm easy to find for him. But
I want my own key to your house.
We've got a little punch code, so we'll give you a code. But
awesome.
So with Fundy, so we're talking about 50K, you know, and we break that down, 1,000 for portrait photographers, 2K for wedding photographers.
Yeah.
Some portrait photographers might be saying, I haven't even made 800 in my business yet. And you kind of threw that number out there. And so when we kind of introduce this concept of in-person sales or even just introducing print products into your business, that's a huge obstacle, huge hurdle for a lot of photographers where they say, you know what? That all sounds great. I just want to get to the shoot. I just want to edit the photos in my editing cave. I just want to send them off as a gallery. I don't want to deal with all the IPS stuff. How does Fundy make that easier? And why should photographers even start thinking about going that direction from the get-go?
So one of the things I forgot to mention, and we'll talk about this, but we believe in this number so much, we bought the URL. So we bought 50kextra.com. So you can go to 50kextra.com and it'll kind of lay out how to introduce print product into your business and how to go through that process from a very simple thing. And I found one easy way is we just take the word IPS and throw it out the window for a second, right? So we're simply going to offer print products to our clients, and maybe they want them and maybe they don't. Usually they do. So the three buckets are: showcase more, meaning showcase print more in your marketing. Design more, and that's where Fundy Designer comes in, right? Just design more, right? If they have a 30-page album in their wedding package, design 50 pages and show it to them. Like if they, you know, just design, and like V11 can design 12 to 20 room mock-ups in 2 seconds, like just design a bunch of room mock-ups that you can show them. Design a thank you card, holiday card, save the date card, grad card. And so we're just designing more. And then the final step is just present more. And that can simply be hopping on a Zoom or sitting on a laptop at Starbucks, or maybe you have a studio and just playing a slideshow of things you've designed for them.
Yeah.
And then just asking them if they want to buy it. Like those are the simple steps, right? Yeah. And if you just start there, you will get your first success and then you'll be hooked.
Yeah. Well, and we just did, go for it.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, we did a whole series by the time this airs on pricing. And one of the things is like, this kind of notion of not being salesy. And I
Yeah.
love that approach where it very much is not salesy. It's a matter of, hey, here's what we have. You either want it or you don't. It's not like you're
Yeah.
holding people hostage and saying, hey, you have to buy this album or else,
Exactly.
you know, we're gonna do something, you know, whatever. But it's a very kind of almost like a nonchalant approach, which I actually really like, where it doesn't have to be difficult for you unless you make it difficult.
And to kind of to really make this evident to people who are listening, if you don't design albums and wall art and show it to them and give them the option, it's almost the same as having like a clothing store. But when people walk in, there's no clothes there. They would have to like walk up to someone and be like, hey, do you have any dresses I can look at? Right? Nobody's going to do that. If they walk into a clothing store and there's nothing on the racks, they're just going to turn around and walk out. So we have to give them the option to buy something. And let's look at Showcase, right? So one thing showcasing is just having photos of printed product on your website, right? So, you get a sample album, take some pictures of it. Most album companies have some stock photos that you can put on, that just show like the edges of the album and the covers with just like names on them. So no other photography, just showing that they're pretty. Fundy Designer, every time you upload something to Proofer, it creates a top-down mock-up of an album, wall art, and a card, like sitting on a table with like a plant. That top down you can export as a JPEG, right? So just upload something to Proof or export that JPEG and throw that on your website and then talk a little bit about albums and wall art. So, no, you don't have to worry about the cost. Same as the wall art. And then when people do order something, take some pictures of those products and throw it up on social media. Take a picture of your client holding their new album with the big smile on their face, right? So we're showcasing that print has value. And then there's also showcasing it in how we talk to our clients. Hey, after the shoot, what are you planning to do with the photos? And they're going to say, I don't know. Be like, hey, I got a good idea. Most of my clients get albums and wall art. Do you want to see some of that? Sure. Right? That's your big sales pitch. That's the big sales pitch.
Well, and you could even take that a step further and just make it a part of your process rather than even just making it an option for them, going a step further and saying, hey, here's what we're gonna do after. We're gonna meet. I'm gonna showcase you some amazing albums that we're gonna work up for you. You're gonna see your images for the first time. And by the way, rather than throwing your photos just on a disk of on your computer drive, never to see them again. What we're going to do is we're going to help you through that process from start to finish and design it all for you. So you can even integrate it even more into your process so you don't have people saying, nah, we're good. Just throw it up on a gallery. We'll get to it when we get
And
to it.
that's what all the successful people do. Be like, hey, we're gonna just shoot. We're gonna set a week later, we're gonna set an appointment. You can either come in or we're gonna hop on a Zoom and I'm gonna show you your images and some album designs, some wall art designs, and then you can decide what you want to do with your images.
Yeah, exactly. And well, and to go into the showcase
And that's
portion
it,
of
right?
this, we make it seem really hard for a lot of ourselves, right? And one of the things too is as you mentioned, that's what all the successful people do. As you're listening to this episode, I urge you like go to a lot of the photographers that you follow who have seen success for long periods of time, and chances are 99% of them are integrating in-person sales or photography products to some extent. Right, that's the one way that you can make it.
I don't know anybody who lasts more than 10 years in this industry that doesn't include print products.
And
Like I
so
know, I've been around for a while. I know all of the people who are like the really famous, hot stuff photographer for a while, and they're just charging a lot of money shooting and giving the files. Well, their shoots dry up after a while, right? Somebody else will come along and be the hot photographer behind you. But if you're a print-based photographer, then you're building a legacy business and you get those constant referrals of people who want those printed products. And I mean, you probably experience it. When you're a print-based photographer, you'll get a referral from a client you shot 8 years ago because they showed their album or their canvases to their friend, right? You don't get that with it if you're shooting burn because, social media lasts for like 3 seconds.
And that's if you're lucky.
That's your referral window is 3 seconds. With print, it can be decades.
One, it goes a step further too. How much easier is it for photographers to showcase the shoots that they do versus the showcasing the products. A lot of photographers don't want to go that extra step. And so they just kind of take the easy way out versus saying, hey, let's showcase the products. Let's show how we're actually providing that full service for you and then taking it a step further for their clients and from a service aspect as well, which kind of feeds back into that legacy brand you're talking about, right?
And it's really not any extra work because you have to do marketing anyway. So just instead of posting a photo that you took of your client, you post a photo of the album that the client got. Like this is like it's just a you're doing a different thing. So it's not any extra work. And then, you know, ultimately, you know, once you start getting really good at being a print-based photographer, you actually get to work less, right? You don't have to shoot as much
Which we'll
to
get to
make more
in a
money.
second as well. But so you mentioned, so the showcase, just so we're clear, website, social media, showcasing when you actually have the photo products printed from the lab, your client receiving them, talking about it. Break down the design aspect, kind of that next bucket you talked about
So
with the
then the
funniness.
next one is just design more, right? And if we think about successful businesses just give more things, more options to their clients to buy, right? Like Starbucks, but when I first started going to Starbucks, there was coffee and then like a croissant and a chocolate croissant. Those were your choices. Like that was it, right? Now Starbucks, yeah, salads and sandwiches and prep, like you've got everything, right? So the simple concept is if you just design more to give your client more options. And that was the problem we posed to ourselves when we did version 11, right? So version 11, launch the product. It says, you know, create a project, which is your client's name. Save. Next, it says, do you want to import photos? Hopefully you choose yes. You import your photos. And then next, do you want to retouch your photos? And in one click, you can do skin retouching on all your photos so they look nice. And then you choose your album size, what wall art collections you want to design. We have a bunch of stock ones in there, and what card you want to design. And you click a button and you have an album, wall art, and cards designed. Right. And you know, you just throw in, you know, throw in all of the good images and you're gonna end up with, you know, a big album design and a lot of wall art options. And you just show your client, you'd be like, hey, I designed a really big album. You can have it like this, or you can take some pages out or some images out. I'm gonna play you a slideshow of everything, and then we can go through and make any changes, and then you get what you want.
Well, and that's, I think, the biggest hurdle for people where Fundy, especially V11, has made this incredible. So I got a little sneak peek, a little preview. Now it's out for everybody. So you guys get to have the, not so sneak peek, but it still is, pretty awesome to be able to use. And that's the biggest hurdle is how, I don't have the time to design it. And it literally is not even an excuse anymore because you literally, like you said, throw the photos in, hit the auto design button or, and now with V11, you do it all simultaneously with the wall art, the album, and the grad cards, or just thank you cards or whatever you want to position it as. And so you guys have really actually saved people a ton of time, and so it really takes the legwork out of it for the most part.
And I think so. And the goal, a number of people said this, is that the hardest part for a lot of people was just getting started. Like the hardest part is just that, like, okay, now I gotta design an album. Now, like, we just take that pain away. So you're just ready to go. And, you know, the auto design isn't gonna be perfect, but I've talked to multiple Fundy users who literally like they forgot they had a design appointment and they like hit the auto design 10 minutes before the design appointment and made thousands of dollars, right? So the auto design not going to be perfect, but it's going to be good enough to make a sale. And if you want to, you can spend an extra 5 or 10 minutes kind of tweaking the design a little bit,
Yeah,
and
or
then
do what I do and just run through every page, hit one or two, and then it
and just go.
fills the frame, right? And a little hot key right there. So the design portion, it really just comes down to you making the effort to take that step in your business. It's less of
And
a time crunch
really
and more just,
serving your client, right? You're really serving your client because you're giving your client more choices for them to make around their photos, right? It's just like, hey, here, I designed a bunch of stuff for you, and you can choose what you like and what you don't.
And then that kind of comes down to presenting, which I think is the most important step, which is actually you have to show it to your clients. It's that consistency aspect.
Yeah. And, you know, worst case scenario, you hit the proofer button and you upload online and send them a link so they can watch a slideshow of the album and the wall art and take a look at it. We had an ambassador who usually does IPS, but he had a couple who was like super, like they just had a bunch of anxiety about everything. Like he sent, you know, the gal, he's a wedding photographer. So he sent a gallery of like 700. He's like, hey, choose your favorites and I'll design an album for you. And didn't hear back from them. And he like contacted them. He's like, we're just really anxious. That is too much. It's overwhelming. So he just designed an album, uploaded it, sent them the link, and they're like, yeah, we love it. How much is it? And he made a $400 to $300 sale.
Yeah. And
Right. So that's, yeah.
those are
So
real numbers. Yeah.
yeah. And that's like the worst thing you can do is just send them a link. And then the best thing you can do is hop on a Zoom or in person, and then in Funny Designer, just open the slideshow module and choose to show the album and the wall art and maybe some favorite images and your favorite song that's included, and you hit play. And then when it's done, you're like, hey, how did you like that? What do you want to get?
Yeah,
And then they tell you.
exactly. And you know, it's especially one of those things where it really, we kind of touched on this a little bit, it really is a service to your clients because you touched on that overwhelmed client and you stepping in as the photographer where you're able to essentially save that client the stress and anxiety that you're feeling. It's actually a service rather than, you know, you being salesy or something like that too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, the no client is happy like 10 years later when they don't have any printed product from the shoot they had done. Like nobody's happy, and photographer's not happy. Like nobody's happy. So by not giving that option, we're just doing a dis everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you mentioned kind of this concept of making more while working less. And that photographers might be saying, hey, that's too good to be
That's the
true.
dream. That's what business is all about, right? Business is about increasing revenue and cutting costs. Well, as when you're a solopreneur, your cost is your time,
Yeah.
right?
So how does one make more while working less? Like you may be saying, okay, that's great that there are some clients out there that are willing to spend that money for photography, but photographers are saying it's not my market, you know, it's not for me. I'm in a small town, or my clients don't value it, or photographers don't do that. And so they say, that's great, but the only way for me to do this is literally to take on more shoots. Nobody's going to pay that for me. What do you say to those photographers who are holding themselves
So
back in that way?
I know a ton of people in little tiny towns that are making great money. You know, it has nothing to do with the town size. And I'll talk to people, they're like, yeah, I'm in this tiny town, like nobody spend that kind of money. And I said, and I'll be like, how many people you see driving around in an F-250 pickup truck? And they're like, a lot. And I was like, yeah, how much are those? You know, they're like 60 grand, 70 grand
Yeah.
to get one of those. Like there's money. And then the next thing to remember is that the first time you do this is going to be the worst time. The first time is the worst time, right? You have not done this before, and so your skill level is zero.
Yeah.
So you just try it and you might fail. But I guaranteed if you try it 3 times, you're going to get a sale. And then you're going to learn something, and then you try it again, and then you get another sale. And then what happens is that as you go through this process, because you're providing quality products, right? So people start selling your friends, their friends, and then you slowly, it takes time, probably takes a year or so, you become known as the photographer that provides album and wall art. So then people seek you out because they want those products. So then the sales just become easier and easier.
1,000%.
Right.
It's kind
So
of like a self-fulfilling prophecy of sorts. It's like
it is.
the minute you start doing it, the minute you start getting those clients in the door.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like everything else. When you start, it's hard, right? If you like, I'm a runner. When I started running, I couldn't even run 100 yards without being out of breath and winded, right? And now I can do half marathons and marathons. But you know, the first few times you do it, it sucks and you're
Yeah.
really bad at it, you
Well,
know.
and
But
it
then,
comes down to, I think, a mindset shift as well, where even how you said, I am a runner, how many photographers are referring to themselves as, you know, I am a full service photographer. I am somebody who provides that. And it's kind of making that mindset shift of saying, hey, I am going to be this person. It doesn't matter if I'm not yet, if I can't run 100 yards quite yet, I'm going to one day, and it's that first step, as you said, the first is the worst.
Interesting. I was listening to a podcast, and the person is a like he's a behavioral change psychiatrist, and he said one of the there's one thing you can do that produces the highest percentage of people actually making a change. And he deals with like addiction, like drinkers and smokers and stuff like that. And he said, you just like if you're a smoker and you want to quit smoking, you just say, yeah, I don't smoke anymore. I'm not a smoker. Even while you're smoking, you know, you could be smoking and your friends would be like, I thought you said you were going to quit. It's like, yeah, I'm not a smoker anymore while you're smoking. But saying that over and over again will succeed, will increase your success by like tenfold or
Wow.
something. So just by saying, just by start saying, I'm a print-based photographer, to start saying that, even if you're not yet, right?
Yeah.
Something switches in your brain. And you start becoming that thing you say you are.
Yeah, it's the same, if you want to have a six-figure business. I'm a six-figure photographer, even if you're not yet, because you take the actions that it's required to get there. And there's this, it kind of touches on this concept of like this be do have, where in order to have what you want to have, you have to do what you want to do, but you only can do what you need to do when you're being who you need to be. And it's kind of like, it sounds really cyclical, but it's the same philosophy where you need to act in accordance with what it is that you want. And so if your goal is to make an extra 50K a year or to be a six-figure photographer or whatnot, you have to start doing the actions that are required to get there for you. And it really starts from you taking the steps like introducing in-person sales, offering photography products, those types of things to your clients. Yeah. So this concept, you brought it up at the top of the episode, automate versus control. How do photographers, especially when it comes to something that's as awesome as Fundy, where you just hit the auto design feature and then they want to sit there and tweak it for hours, how do we find the balance between letting go while still retaining that artistic control as creatives?
That's a tough one. Like it just boils down to the person, right? So, and you know, we have successful people that'll spend like an extra hour tweaking stuff, you know, but they have really high sales so that it, you know, it's okay because it, you know, they get paid for that extra hour. And then we have people that are really successful that like they just hit the auto button and show it to their client. And then their sales sessions, they call design consultations, which I think is a great phrase because then they go tweak the designs with their clients, right? It's a collaborative process, getting that final design ready to print. So it just kind of boils down to it. But I think the key, and we're all bad at this, like the key is, are you continually fiddling with it because you're afraid to show it to your client? Like if that is the case, then like it's time to, you know, put on your big boy, big girl pants and be like, okay, yeah, I just need to finish this and show my client because that's what the business needs. You know, part of it is just putting your ego aside. You know, when you have a business, the hierarchy is business is at the top, the business entity is at the top, and you are under that, not vice versa. Like your happiness comes secondary to the business needs at some point.
And it's one of those things, it's kind of the dad methodology, delete, automate, delegate, right? It's kind of you either have to, if it's something you're going to spend hours on and brings you no joy, or you're continually just constantly in this like pursuit of perfectionism, which, as we know, what we've never heard a perfectionist say is it's perfect. You're kind of caught in this cycle, this almost like a race to the bottom of sorts of in terms of like what you're actually doing with your time. And it's not useful. It's not that sort of thing. So if that's you, it's time to delegate, automate, or delete that out of your business. Find somebody else that needs to do it for you. And you're exactly right. The business needs do come before your own. And
And
that's it.
you know, done is always better than perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some features about Fundy V11 that you're most excited about that as users start playing around with it that they want to dive into first?
So the main thing we're most happy about is that how simple it is for people who have never designed anything before. Like that's the main thing is like you can open the program and have no idea what you're doing and you're going to have an album design, wall art design, and card design done in 2 minutes tops. So that's the thing we're most proud of. Some just are UI changes, like putting the skin retouching up front so people can use that more and more easily. And then the design wizard, which is where you choose your album wall art and card settings to automate that design, is just it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's pretty
Yeah,
awesome.
so those are the things. And I think and bringing auto design to wall art, because that's an industry first, I think is a really huge time saver for portrait photographers. Designing walls traditionally takes quite a bit of time. You know, V10 was pretty fast, but
V10 was
being
super
able to
fast for
automate,
me, yeah.
yeah, but being able to automate that, you know, because most photographers will have their collection. Like these are the eight wall art designs that I always use. You just save that as a design set, and then you just choose that design set and hit a button, and then all eight of those rooms are designed.
Pretty slick, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. As we kind of wrap up the
And
episode, what are kind of some things
oh,
that you want to leave?
I was
Oh,
gonna
yeah, go
give you a
for
secret pro tip. So, like in a portrait session, like you know, maybe you shoot 60, 70 images, you whittle down to like 30 keepers that are gonna go into the album. So of those 30, you can go through and you can five star or four star, whatever you want, or heart, just the ones you want to be in the wall art. And then when you hit the design wizard for album, you choose all images. And then for wall art, you choose to only use the five star images. Same as the card, right? So it gives you a little, again, more control over that automation.
Yeah. And that's what photographers want is, hey, rather than it just kind of hoping and
That's
praying that
always the
it works
challenge.
out. Yeah, exactly. So as we kind of wrap up, what is maybe one thing that you want to leave, a little tip, piece of advice for those photographers listening, life, business, anything that comes to mind for you?
Well, I think the main tip, one of my favorite phrases now is that, you know, the phrase, it's not rocket science. So the phrase now is nothing is rocket science anymore, right? You have private companies creating rockets. So if you see someone else having success doing something, you can do it too.
I love
Right.
that.
If you know, that's why when people, oh, I can't do that where I'm at because my town's too small or XYZ. You know, I mean, I hate to say this, but you're just flat out wrong because I know hundreds of people in the same or similar situations as you that are having success. So just, you know, just remember nothing's rocket science. So you can do it. Just put a couple systems in place and try it. And, you know, you're probably going to fail a couple times and tweak something and get a little bit better. And, you know, I haven't met anybody that has just gone through this process of like, hey, I'm just going to design something and sit down and show a slideshow and then ask my clients if they're going to buy it. I'm just going to do that with every client. I haven't met one person that failed doing that. Like everybody succeeded because it's just a tried and true system and it's very straightforward and it's you just do it. And because people, clients want it. Like clients want physical products in this digital age. You know, we keep, you know, Apple and Facebook keeps trying to shove these goggles down our throat to put on our faces, and they keep failing because people don't want that. They want to interact with the real world.
Yeah. Well, and as we, you know, this is a whole nother topic for an episode, but as we step more into the world of AI and in the digital world, it almost becomes a luxury to have those, we'll call them real world tangible items. It's positions you as the luxury brand rather than just doing what everybody else can do or is doing because it's the easiest. You're taking that extra step and you're positioning yourself above as that luxury brand.
The new luxuries are the handcrafted physical things,
Yeah.
right? Those are the luxuries. You know, for a while, the luxuries were the electronics. They were expensive, but now
And
everybody
now
has the
everybody's
same
got it.
stuff.
Yeah. Now
Yeah,
the
everybody's
plasma
got it.
TVs that were 8,000 are selling for,
I know
you know,
TVs are so
$100 at
cheap
Walmart.
now. I know,
Yeah.
I can't believe how cheap TVs are.
Was like, I need to get a bigger TV in my studio now that, you know, it's prices have dropped so much to sell bigger wall art as a result of it.
Well, and I was at a workshop yesterday and they were at an Airbnb and there was like an LG TV on the wall. And I was like, oh, I need to hook up my computer because I was doing a keynote. And they're like, oh, just AirPlay it. And I'm like, oh, do you have an Apple TV? And they're like, no, Like it's just
Built in
part of
now.
the LG now, right? You don't even need the extra thing. I'm like, what? Oh my God. So, you know, a 300 LG TV and you have an IPS setup.
That's literally what we did at a workshop too that I was down in Arizona, and it was like thought I was gonna I forgot my Apple TV here, and I was like, ah, oh, crap, I'm gonna have to go buy an HDMI cord at Best Buy and go old school. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, just see if it has AirPlay and all that stuff. And it
And it
did. And it
does.
was solved in a matter of seconds. And it's so easy to do for your clients as well. So, where can
So,
people connect with? Oh, go for it.
work. No, that's okay. Work where people can connect. Go to fundydesigner.com to download the trial, free trial. Give it a go. Go to 50kextra.com for some, you know, tips and tricks of how to get started. You know, this it's just the basic bare bones, right? So you'll get some tips and tricks, and then you're gonna want to follow, you know, people like yourself for like the real, like in-depth education on how to do that. And then, join the storyteller group, the Fundy Designer Storyteller group on Facebook, because then you'll just see the success stories coming in, and people help each other, and you know, people have questions, how do you do something, and everybody's helping each other out, and it's a place that just fosters success.
It's a pretty cool community. So awesome. Thanks so much, Fundy. I appreciate you coming on, and we'll be sure to link all that stuff in the show notes. So if you guys are listening and you're like, this is the year to add 50K into your business, first step, Andrew already told you, go to fundydesigner.com, download the trial, and first step is just starting to do it, right? It's the biggest step you can take is just to decide that this is going to be the year you're going to make a change. Because as we all know, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So,
And I've done that before.
yeah, we all have. So, awesome. Thanks so much, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for sticking around to the end of the episode. Really enjoyed chatting with Andrew as always. He is a phenomenal individual and somebody who actually helps people create profitable businesses. And like he mentioned on the episode, it's very hard. And very few photographers do make it past that 10-year mark without introducing sales products. So, if this is something you want to truly do for the long term, I highly recommend that you look into in-person sales. We just finished our whole pricing series on helping you, take the steps to make more money and become a more profitable business. And it all centers on photography products and making sure that you're taking the steps for a long-term business, not just a business that works right now for you. So if you haven't already done this, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. That way you don't miss any episodes as we put those out. We've been crushing through them in 2024, and we've got lots more coming from you. And as always, send us a DM over on Instagram at Senior Photo Education so that we can connect with you. If you have guest recommendations, if there are topics that you want to see, we want to hear from you. We want to make sure that this podcast is one that you enjoy listening to and that delivers the topics and content that you want. So, if you have any suggestions, hit us up. We do check the DMs, we do look at them, so we do take those into consideration. As always, we'll see you next Monday with another episode. I believe it's a coaching call with Grace, so you're not going to want to miss that one. That's also very enlightening. A little bit of a longer episode, so make sure to block out your next Monday. And as always, we'll see you next time on the Shoot for Success Photography Podcast. We'll see you later. One of the things I discovered early on in photography is that working harder isn't what builds a successful business. In fact, after coaching hundreds of photographers in every market across the country, the number one trait that they all shared when they were struggling was working harder than ever in hopes that things would finally come together. It wasn't until they figured out how to implement the proper frameworks and strategies that their business took off. That's why I've created this free on-demand video training series, the Intro to Senior Photography Crash Course, to help photographers who want to start or grow their businesses without spending years struggling trying to figure it out on their own. In this free training, I will teach you the steps you need to take that people like myself, along with hundreds of other photographers, have used to build their thriving senior photography business and be able to live the life they want to live. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to unlock how to make that happen for you and your business and say yes to being the successful senior photographer you've always dreamed of being.